Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Chulin Daf Chav Zayin. We are holding at the beginning of Daf Chav Zayin Amrav, the beginning of the second perek of Maseches Chulin. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, and Lila Nishmas, his mother, Golda Bar Simcha, Aleha Shalom. It is also sponsored by Rosie and Mark Friedman, Lila Nishmas, Rosie's paternal grandparents, the parents of Eugene Gluck, whose town of Satmar observes their yard site yesterday, the day of their deportation, and Lila Nishmas, Rosie's mother, Jean Gluck, Gittel Malka Bas Mordechai, on her 8th yard site, which is today, the Neshamah Shevin Aliyah. It is also sponsored by Eliza and Aaron Herzen family, in memory of Dr. Donnie Lindenberg, Daniel Usher, Ben Aryeh Dov, Zichron Levracha, whose 4th yard site is tomorrow, his Neshamah Shevin Aliyah, and we wish a mazel tov to the Lindenberg family on the grandson who's having a bris today. So the Neshamah Shevin continued Aliyah, and they should only continue to celebrate Simchas. We thank all of the sponsors very much for the sponsorship of this year. So what we're going to talk about today is the Mishnah is going to discuss how to shecht an oaf and how to shecht a behema, meaning how much you need to shecht in an oaf and a behema, how many of the simanim and how much of each simin need to be shechted. The Gemara is going to work on the source for the fact that shechita is done on the neck of the animal as opposed to any other part of the animal's body. And we're going to have, sorry, I didn't count them up, but we're going to have several different possibilities, and ultimately everything is going to come back to Halacha L'Moshe Misinai over and over again in terms of the details of Shechita. We're then going to discuss the source for the idea that there are two simanim on a behema and one simin on an oaf. The Gemara is going to then talk about how we know that fish do not require Shechita, and how we know that a bird does require Shechita. And does a bird require Shechita min HaTorah, or is that only midrabanan? So that is all today's daf. So let's begin at the Mishnah on the top of Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. So there are two simanim that we refer to in the Mishnah. There's the kana and the veshet. So shochet echad ba'ov, if a person shechts one simon on a bird, ushnayim bebehim, or he shechts two simanim on a behema, shechitas ukshera, that is a valid shechita, verubo shalechad kamohu. But you don't even have to shecht the entire kana of veshet. If you shecht most of each one, then that works for a behema, most of one of them, that works for an oaf, because rubo kikulo. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer, achi yishchot es haveridin. Rabbi Yehuda says, not enough to shecht the simanim alone, you also need to shecht the blood vessels in the area in order to for the shechita to be valid. Chatzi echad ba'ov ve'echad v'chatzi bebehima, if you shecht only half of one of the simanim on an oaf, or one and a half simanim on a behima, shechitas upsula, that is not going to be valid, but rov echad ba'of, rov shnayim bebeima, shechitas uksheira. If you shecht rov of one simon on an oaf, or rov of two simonim, of each of the two simonim on a behema, then it's going to be kosher. The Gemara is going to discuss what that last line is teaching us. We already said that you need one on an oaf, two on a behema, and that rubo kikulo. So why do we then have to say rov echad ba'of, rov shnayim bebehema? So the real chiddush over here was that chatzi is not good enough, right? That was the previous line, that that to shecht half is not the same as shechting rov. Okay, so says the Gemara, hashochet diavadin lechadchilolo. Well, wait a second. The fact that the Mishnah, the name of the perek is hashochet, so the fact that the Mishnah sets it up as like a bediavad situation, not that this is what you were supposed to do. You are supposed to shecht echad ba'of and shnayim bebehema. No, it says if you did, then the shechit is going to be kosher. Makes it sound like the whole thing is only a bediyevet, that the shechita is going to be kosher. But lechadchila, you're not supposed to do this. So, but how does that make any sense? Shnayim bebehema lechadchila lo, ad kam lishchut v'leisel. If lechadchila, shnayim bebehema is not good enough, what else could you possibly do? What else are you supposed to do? So you can't say lechadchila, you have to shecht the v'ridim also, because even Rabbi Yehuda's moda that you don't need to do that on a behema. The whole Tosfos points out, the whole sheet of Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, that Ad Sheishchut Savridin is really only by an oaf. It's not even by a behema. So that can't be the answer either. So there's got to be something. Why is it that it's formulated as Hashochet B'dieved and not formulated in a more lechadchila kind of lashon? So it says we are two answers. Iba yiseima echad ba'of. Maybe the lashon of Hashochet, which implies that it's only B'dieved, is going on the halacha of one simon in an oaf, that lechadchila really by an oaf you're supposed to cut shnei simanim, and the chachamim or gozer that the reason you're supposed to cut shnei simanim is laharchik min avera, that if we allow you to cut one simon, maybe you're not going to cut the rove of that simon. That's how Rashi understands that's why they required midrabanan shechting shnei simanim by an oaf, but b'dieved if you shecht only one simon by an oaf, it's going to be good enough. The Rashba and the Ramban says that what Rashi seems to say is that even midaraisa, it's a mitzvah shechita lechadchila to do shnei simanim by an oaf, but then they say, the Ramban says initially that maybe it's a mitzvah d'oraisa to do shnei simanim by oaf, but then he's machriya like Rashi that it's really only midrabanan, that we don't find, and the reason he's machriya that it must be only midrabanan to shech shnei simanim by oaf is because on a d'oraisa level we don't really find the concept of lechadchila and a d'oraisa, lechadchila and a b'diavad. Lechadchila and b'diavad means that midrabanan, this is where you're supposed to be lechadchila, and b'diavad, midoraisa, this is good enough. But on a d'oraisa level, you're not going to find a lechadchila and a b'diavad. The Kesef Mishnah understands that the Shitas HaRambam is that it is minatora, that lechadchila shnei simanim ba'of actually is minatora, that it's not only midrabanan, the way Rashi understands over here. So that's answer number one, that maybe the reason we put it in the lashon b'diavad is because simen echad ba'of is only b'di'evet, v'yibayisema arubo shal echad kamahu. Or maybe the lashon of b'di'evet by shochet, of hashochet, is going on the din of rubo shal echad kamahu, that it says in the next line of the Mishnah, that it's not enough to have rov simen echad ba'inof and rov shrayim b'behema l'charchila, that's only a din b'di'evet. L'charchila, it should be kol ha-simen by an oaf and kol ha-simonim by a behema. The Ramban and the Rashba write that also was only a din midrabanan, that on a daraisa level, rubo kikulo, and there's no b'dievet about it, that it absolutely works l'chadchila. The Magine Shlomo writes within Shitas Rashi that it's a din da'oraisa. And Chassam Sofer explains, because it said Moshe Rabbeinu was told stam that shchitas oaf is simen echad, shchitas behema shnei simanim. It's just that we have this broader kalatorukula din called rubo kikulo. So, therefore, even midaraisa, the mitzvah min amufchar is to shech the entire simen, because that's the tzura in which it was told to Moshe Rabbeinu. It's just that we happen to know, more broadly speaking, that whenever you have a din of something, rubo is like that something. But the lechadchila is to keep it exactly as HaKadosh Baruch Hu told it to Moshe Rabbeinu, which is one simen by an oaf and shnei simanim by a behema. So Chaf Mem Shin Simen. This is the name of the Simen. Refers to the names of the people that are going to give different makoros for the idea of shchita minatzavar, for how we know that you don't kill the animal by stabbing it in the heart or by cutting its body in half or by cutting through its head in half. How we know that it's dafka minatzavar, that's dafka the front of the neck. So we're going to have Rav Kahana and Rav Yemar and the Tana de Beit Rabbi Yishmael. So Chaf is Kahana, the Mem is Rav Yemar, and the Shin is Rav Yishmael. So Amar Rav Kahana, minayin l'shchita shimin atzavar. How do I know that shchita happens at the neck of the animal? I mean, what seems so obvious to us, because where else would you do shchita? Shenemar, because the pasuk says in the parsha of the Korbanos, v'shachat es ben habakar. So we darshan mimakom sheshach chateihu, that in the very place where it bends down, so that's where you should that's where you're supposed to. That's where you're supposed to cleanse it. So you at the neck of the animal, which is where the animal bends its head, that's where you do a maisa shchita, which cleanses it of all of its blood. That's how Rashi says at first that chateu means to cleanse it of all its that's how Rashi says in the second lashon. In his first lashon, he says chateu is the lashon of hachshiru la'achilu v'taharehu, to purify it by being machshirit la'achila. So okay, that's either way, it's a reference to the Maisa Shchita, that is Mimakom Sheshach, it's in the place where it's bent over. Mimaydai Chateu Lishna de Dekuyehu, where do we find that Chateu is a Lashon of purity and cleansing? Dechsiv, because the Pasuk says, by the Tahara of Nigei Batim, V'chitei Esabayis, that it says V'chitei Esabayis, B'dam Tzibur, B'mayim Chayim, B'tzibur Chaya, etc. So the Shchita is a Lashon of Nikayon, it's a Lashon of cleansing, it's a Lashon of Tahara. Alternatively, V'yibayisema Mehacha, or we have it from the following pasuk, tichateini be'ezov ve'etar. So you see, tichateini means if you are tichateini, then ve'etar. So you see, it's a lashon of tahara, that when you are tichate, then what the result is, that there is tahara. So ask the Gemara on Rav Kahana's makar for shchita min atzavar, hadino mimakum sheshach, means the neck of the animal. Ve'ima miznavo, maybe it refers to the tail. Tail is always bent over. So maybe it refers to the tail of the animal. And that's how you're supposed to do the shchita. So says the Gemara, no, shach mechal shezakuf be'inan v'ha shach v'yomirhu. Shach implies something that sometimes stood up and then it bends over, but the tail is always bent over. So if it's always bent over, then you can't say that it's bending over, because that's just its natural position. So ve'ima me'as, no, but the ears are floppy on an animal sometimes, they bend over, so and they also sometimes perk up, so maybe that is where you're supposed to shach. Maybe you're supposed to start cutting at the animal's ears. Sans the Gemara, no, the shachat is the makar for the makam shchita by kachim, and by inan dama nefesh, and by kachim you certainly require dama nefesh in order to be zorik the dama on the mizbeach veleka, and there is no dama nefesh in the ear, so it must be that it's the makam atzavar, because that's where the dama nefesh is going to come out. That's where you're going to get a massive squirt of blood that's going to then be the dama nefesh, that the life comes out of the animal, so that you can then do the zrik on the mizbeach with it. So says Mar, yeah, but maybe you start with the ear, ve'imet dekar va'azil adama nefesh. Maybe you start slicing at the ear and just keep cutting until you hit something that will take the animal's life. Not that we slice the animal's ear off, that we start cutting at the ear and just keep cutting down through the head until the animal is dead, and therefore it is dama nefesh that you can get even from the ear. Not only that, visu and all the other dinim, shihia and drasa, chalada, hagrama, the ikor, all the psule shchita minalan. How do I know that those things are possible? That doesn't seem to have a makar in the psukim. Ella gemara. So it must be that it's a kabbalah halacha l'moshe misinai that all of these things are possible shchitas. Shchita min atzavra nami gemara, and therefore the idea that shchita is done min atzavra must also be a tradition. Ukra l'may asa, and the kra of vishachat, which is also of chitoy. What does that come to teach us? That comes to teach us that you cut the animal, but not in a way, you don't cut it all the way through the back of the neck to make the animal to two pieces, to totally behead it and turn the animal into two pieces. That's what we get from Vishachat, but the very idea of location on the body of the animal, that's really from a tradition, that's really from Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Now the Gemara says, okay, that was one possible makar from the word v'shachat, mimakam shashach, chateyu, and we rejected and said Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Second possibility, Rav Yemer says, you know how I know shchita min atzavar? Amar kra v'zavachta mimakam shezov chateyu. From where the blood would flow, that's where you're supposed to cut the animal. So my mashma da'i chateyu lishna dimitbar, or that's where you're supposed to break the animal. So my mashma da'i chateyu lishna dimitbarhu. How do I know the lashon of chateyu is the lashon of breaking something? Tichsiv al tira vi al techas, because it says al tira vi al techas. Moshe Rabbeinu tells Bnei Yisrael before the Chet HaMeraglim that Hashem is going to give them Eretz Yisrael, and they should go and be yorishit and not be afraid of the yoshvei haaretz. So don't be broken by this. Don't be afraid and don't be broken by the fear of what you're going to see in Eretz Yisrael and who's occupying it right now. That we have to be brave in taking over Eretz Yisrael. So that's why I see chateyu, lashon of techas, is the lashon of being emotionally broken, being fearful. That's why I always like to say over the Haksava Kabbalah says that in the Makas Choshech, The Torah says that during Choshech, it was lo kam ish mitachtav. So we always translate it as, no one got up because from under them. Mitachtav. Tachas means under. So Aksav HaKabbalah says, no, it means being emotionally broken. Lo kam ish mitachtav. No one was able to get up from techas because they were so emotionally terrified. They were so broken, they couldn't move. They were frozen in fear. So says Gemara, ve'ema mechotmo, maybe makam shchita means from the nose of the animal. I mean, all we're saying is makom shazav, from somewhere that something flows. Well, there's mucus that flows out of the nose of an animal. So says more zav al yidei chitoy bi'inan vayzav me'elav hu. No, that flow doesn't come as a result of doing anything. That just comes on its own. The animal has a cold or allergies or whatever. So that's when it flows out of the nose. But we're talking about a flow that comes from doing a ma'aseh shchita. So says more ve'ema mili. Maybe you're just supposed to stab it in the heart and then you'll get a nice good blood flow by stabbing it in the heart. So Vesu, and not only that, Shehiyah Drosa Chalada Agrama V'Yikra Minalan, if the source of Shchita Menatzavar is from this pasuk of V'Zavachta Mimakom Shezav Chateyu, how does that explain how I know all the five Psulei Shchita? So Ella, once again, the Gemara comes back to the conclusion, Gemara, Talach L'Moshe Misinai, Shchita Menatzavar Nami, Gemara, and therefore Shchita Menatzavar must also be Gemara, just like the five Psule Shchita are Gemara. Ukra Lamay Asa, and the Pasuk of Zavachta, which we darshan at Zav Chateyu, what is it coming to teach me? It's coming to teach me that you only shecht until the place where it flows, and not any further than that, to Lalashavi Gistra, that again, you don't keep cutting through the entire neck and totally behead the animal, that you only do, you only cut the Simanim, where it's going to where the blood is going to flow. Debei Rabbi Shmuel Tana. Debei Rabbi Shmuel taught a third possible source for shchita menatzavar. The pasuk says v'shachat al tikri v'shachat ela v'sachat mimakom shesach chateyu. That you should read it as if it's saying from where it speaks, from where it makes noises. That's where chateyu. So the neck of the animal is the voice box that produces noise that the animal makes. Maybe the noise comes from its tongue, and therefore you should start cutting its tongue, and that's where you should do shchita. No, bina dama nefesh v'lecha. But again, we're talking about in the context of karbanos that you do shchita, and by karbanos you certainly require dama nefesh to be zorik on the mizbeach. You cut its tongue, you're not going to get dama nefesh. So says who says ve'ima dekara va'azil adama nefesh? Maybe just start with the tongue and keep on going and keep on cutting until you arrive at dama nefesh v'su. And not only that, if this is in fact the source of Shchita Menatzavar, it will explain that the location on the animal's body, but what it will not explain is Shehiya Drasa Chalada Hagrama V'Ikur Minalan. Where are we going to know all the five Psule Shchita? Ella Gemara. The five Psule Shchita are obviously Alach L'Moshe M'Sinai, Shchita Menatzavar Nami Gemara. So Shchita Menatzavar is also Alach L'Moshe M'Sinai. Ukra L'Mayasa. So what do I learn from V'Shach and Makom Shesach Chateyu? What do I learn from it? To lo l'shavya gistra. Again, we go back to that you only cut up until makom shesach, but you don't cut further than that. You don't cut the animal into two clean pieces. So the Gemara brings a fourth possibility that shchita is minatzavar. V'tana maisi lamehacha. The Tana of the following brisa brings a fourth possible source, which the implication is that up until now we've only been dealing with amoraim, that all the first three sources were not said by a Tana, they were said by Amoraim. So Shita Mugvetza says that we already quoted the Tana of Rabbi Shmuel as a makar for the din Shchita Menatzavar, and that's a Tana of Rabbi Shmuel. So he answers the name of the Gilyon, the Tana of Rabbi Shmuel is not from Rabbi Shmuel himself. The makar is from the Amoraim that taught over the brisos of Rabbi Shmuel. So really does have an Amora source rather than a Tana source. Or he says Rashi already thought of this kasha, and that's why Rashi in Dibra Maskel V'Tana says, V'Tana Toras Kohanim Maisi Lamehacha, that everyone knew Toras Kohanim was Shkur Befi Kol, as opposed to a Brisa of the Beit Rabbi Shmuel, was not something that people were so fluent in. It was only the Talmidim of Rabbi Shmuel that really knew that, right? There are certain things, there are certain Svarim that are basic that every Jew is supposed to know, Tanakh, you know, things that everybody's supposed to know. And then there are certain Svarim that, depending on the base medrash that you grew up in, so you know that those are the Svarim that are basic, that are fundamental to your base medrash. So the Talmud of Rabbi Shmuel was a more localized thing that his own Talmidim were familiar with it. But Taras Kohanim, that's a basic text that they all knew. So that's what Rashi is trying to bavorn when he says, Vitana of Taras Kohanim, Ma'isla Mehacha, because of course we've had Tanoim already. But anyway, the source is as follows. Ditanya, Rabbi Chia Omar, Minayin Leshchita Min HaTzavar. Rabbi Chia says, how do I know Shchita has to be from the Tzavar? Shenemar, because the Pasuk says in the Parsha of Karban Olah, Va'archu B'nei Aron HaKohanim, Es HaNesachim, that they set up they arrange the various cut up pieces of the animal that they shechted, and it goes on to say Esarosh V'Esapadar Al Eitz Mashal Eish Hashal Mizbech She'ein Tamalomer Esarosh V'Esapadar Ma Tamalomer Esarosh V'Esapadar. Why does it have to say the head and the fats, they're already included in all the nesachim? So lama yatsu, why do they have to be identified separately if these are just some of the cut up pieces of the carbonola that are going to be burnt on the mizbeach? Lefi shenemar, because prior to that the pasuk says v'hifshit esa'ola v'nitach, that you skin the animal and nitach osal nesachela. So it sounds like only those evarim that you need to skin are called nesachim. I would only know those segments of the animal that require skinning that they're included in the pasuk. How do I know you have to arrange the rosh on the mizbeach? It's not called a nesach based on that requirement, because there is no hafshata by the rosh. It's brought on the mizbeach kimoshahu, right? That's what the Mishnah Maseches Zvachim tells us, Hatzemer Shabrashe Kvasim, Viseir Shabzkan Tiyashim, Bizman Shein Mechubarim, Yalu, that even with the hair and the wool on its head, the beard on the goat, it goes up on the Mizbeach. So obviously there is no skinning of the Rosh, Shekvar Hutas, because it is already separated from the body of the Karban when you do the Shechita. Now it's not separated cleanly from the body of the Karban, but it's separated enough that we view it as a separate entity. So Tabalomer, the Pasuk says, that's why it says, and then so Rosho tells me that that's also arranged on the Mizbeach for the bringing on the Mizbeach together with the other Nesachim. So from there I learn that Shechita must be Menatzavar, because Mitzkamer Esarosh Shekvar Hutaz. So it sounds like that the Rosh is somehow separated from the body. Obviously, if that we're making that assumption, the Shechita must have been Menatzavar. Otherwise, that the Tzavar is the connecting point between the Rosh and the Guf. So obviously, the Shechita is Menatzavar. The Tana is proving that the Shechita is not Me'azno or some other place. Now, it's still not a Raya whether the Shechita is Menatzavar or Menaoref, Tosfos points out, but it's just that it's on the neck portion of the animal's body, not lower down on the body. It's not the tail, and it's not the ears, and it's not. But it could still be an arifa, not a shechita, based on this source, because it's just telling us that it's something about the connector between the rosh and the guf. V'tana pasuch b'rosh u'padar m'sayim b'rosho u'pidro. So I asked the Gemara. The Tana starts with rosh u'padar, and that it says by olas bakar, and then it concludes rosho u'pidro, that it says by olas hatzon. Says the Gemara, there's something missing from the Braisa. Hachi kamar, minayin l'rabbos esarosh shekvar hutaz tamalomar esarosh vesapadar. How do I know that the rosh, which is already separated from the animal's body, is included in the nesachim that are brought on the mizbeach? Because it says esarosh vesapadar, and then the Braisa asks weiter, v'rosho v'pidro upidro lomali, and what is it adding when it says rosho upidro by olas tzon? So mibay leilicha detanya, that's necessary for the following Braisa. Minayin the rosh upadar shekod min the kala nesachim. How do I know that when you do the arrangement on the mizbeach, the rosh and the padar come first? Tamalomer ves Roshov ves Pidro va'arach. So it says Roshov ves Pidro after it already says Nesachav to tell me that that it gets Kedima, that it's the first of the Nesachim that get arranged on the Mizbeach. Ask the Gemara, I understand very well why the Torah has to tell me that Rosh is, it has to tell me Rosh separately because it's already Hutaz, so it needs to tell me that Rosh is also part of the Aricha. Viz Upedar Lekama Dekos Rachman Alamali. Why does it say Pedar? After all, it's already included in the other Nesachim. Well, meaning that's not something that does or doesn't require skinning. That's the fats of the animal. So what exactly is being taught with that? So Mibayle Lechadatanya. That's needed to tell me what's taught in the following Brisa. That Ketzar Uosa, what do you do? Chof Es HaPedar Al Beis HaShchita. They take the fats and they cover over the area that was sliced in the Shechita, and then Umaleihu, and then they bring it up on the Mizbeach that way, that they don't leave an exposed Beis HaShchita when they bring it on the Mizbeach. V'zer derech kvod shalmaila, and that's a cover of the of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the cover of the Shechina, that you cover the Makom Shechita because it's totally meluchlach bedam, it's covered in blood. So Tosos raises the question, then it could have just said one time Rosh and two times Peder, that from Rosh we learn that it's Bechlal Aricha, and once we learn from Peder that it's Ola together with the Rosh, so the second time Peder will tell me that that it goes first, because if the Peder goes first, then the Rosh goes first as well, once I already know that the fats go together with the Rosh. So Tosos says that the extra Rosh, the second time it says Rosh, comes to tell me that the Shechita is Min HaTzavar, and the Rosh is Nitaz in the Shechita, and that's why the Torah had to tell me the Torah needed to be marbeit la aricha. But without that extra rosh, I wouldn't have known that. I would have assumed that it says the first rosh is to tell me that it's that you're chofa the beis hashchita with the peder, and I would not have known that it's coming to teach me about the aricha of the rosh. Okay, so says the Gemara now v'haytana. The Gemara brings another makar for the din of shchita min atzavar and for the din of shnei simanim bebehema and simanachar ba'of. V'haytana ma'isi lamehacha, and the Tana of this brisa brings from the following source. Titania, the pasuk says in the parsha of Tumas Nevela, zos toras habehema va'of v'chibeizu toras shavsa behema la'of va'of lebehema. The dinim of tuma of an oaf and a behema are not the same. Meaning a nevelas oaf has its own unique halachos, and a nevelas behema has its own unique halachos. So behema metama b'mago masa, for example, a nevelas behema is transmits tuma b'mago b'masa. The pasuk says v'chiyamus ben abehema asheri lechem la'achla hanogea b'nivlasa yitmar ad'arif. It says hanoseis nivlasa yichabes b'gadav v'tomei ad'arif. So if you touch it, if you carry it even without touching it, that's how you become tamei from the vela. Oaf ain't no mitame b'mago masa, but an oaf is not mitame b'mago masa. In one of the shiurim, I mentioned nevelas behemas mitame b'maga, mitame b'masa. Even if you don't touch it, so it could be wrapped in saran wrap in one of those things on the display case in the A&P or whatever. And you go and you want to check the price of meat on for tray for meat, and you pick it up. Good, you just mitame yourself to nevela, which is fine. We're allowed to be mitame to nevela, but you were mitame yourself to nevela. So someone said, how could you say that? Chicken meat is not mitame b'nevela in that way. I said, I didn't say chicken meat. I said, but in a chinami, with chicken, it's not mitame b'mago masa. It's an oaf. It's only, it's mitame. Otherwise, we'll see abes ablia. So the tumah that is knowing by nevelas oaf is not like nevelas behema. Nevelas oaf is mitame a person who eats it, and it's mitame the begodim that he's wearing when he eats it. Oaf mitame begodim abes ablia. An oaf is mitame your begodim, not only you, it's mitame the begodim that you wearing, and the way it's metame you is not by mago masa, it's beis ablia. It's when you swallow it. Behema ain't metame begadim a beis ablia. Behema is not metame begadim a beis ablia. So beis it harshav so behema lo vav lo behema. So what are we talking about when we say that there's some sort of halachic equivalency between oaf and a behema? So it must be That is, that's some other topic. So, lamelcha ma behema b'shchita af of b'shchita. Oh, it must be telling me that just like the way to prevent a behema from becoming an avela is by doing a shchita on it, so too the way to prevent an oaf from becoming an avela is by doing shchita. Oh, so that in that way they're the same. Says Gemara, the same. Imal alan berov shnayim afkan berov shnayim. Are you going to tell me that just like a behema, you have to cut shnei simanim by an oaf? Also, you have to cut shnei simanim if after all they're the same. So Tamalomer zos. That's why the Torah has an exclusionary term, zos taras a behema, that the dinim of shchita of a behema are unique to a behema and do not apply to an oaf. But we just said that you do need shchita by an oaf. Yes, but the shchita is different when it comes to an oaf. Rabbi Elazar omer beizo taras shavs a behema loaf of behema. In what halacha do we equate behema and oaf to one another? Lomer lecha ma oaf hechsheru minat savar af behema hechsheru minat savar. Just like the way to be machshir a bird is from the neck of the animal, because by the olas ha'of and by the chatas ha'of we know you do malika, and malika is on the neck of the animal, so too the way you handle a behema is minat savar. Well, says Gemara, but it's not the same as an oaf. Imal alon mimul oref, malika is done on the back of the neck, so afkan mimul oref, would you say by a behema also you should shech the back of the neck? We certainly don't. So tamalomar umalikas rosho mimul arpo velo yavdil rosho There's an exclusionary term when it comes to oaf that it says rosho you do malika on. Sounds like only an oaf's rosh gets malika. The rosh of a behema does not get malika, but it is minat savar because that's where we equate a behema and oaf. For Rabbi Eliezer, hi zos my avalei. What is he coming to be? What does he use zos to be mima'it? So says Mari, ilav zos hava mina ma oaf b'simenechad af behema b'simenechad. Because Zos. Had we not had Zos, I would have thought that a behema you only need Shechita Simenechad. So that's why it says Zos, to tell me that Dafka, when it comes to Shechita Menat Savar, behema and oaf are equated with one another. But as far as how much you need to do the Shechita, that's a chiluk between them. That the Hechshra Oaf is B'Simenechad, Hechshra Behema is B'Shnei Simanim. So the Hekesh that we have between behema and oaf Kachim is the makor for the idea of Shechita Menat Savar. Because just like Malika Sa'of is Menat Savar mimul arpo, so shchita of a behema and oaf is also minat savar, just not mimul oref, because there's an exclusion that only by oaf of kachim do we have mul oref, but otherwise it still is minat savar. So now the Gemara says, I'll bring you another source that shchita simenech of the oaf is good enough. Tani bar kapara zos toras ha behema va oaf. So hita al kasav the oaf bein behema ledagim, that the Torah puts oaf in between behema and dagim, because it says zos toras habehima va'ov v'chol nefesh achaya haromeses b'mayim, which is a reference to dagim. L'chayvu b'shnei simanim yevshar. To say that an oaf requires shnei simanim is not possible. Shekvar hukash l'dagim, because we have a hekesh between oaf and dagim. L'potro b'lo klum yevshar. To say that an oaf doesn't require shechita at all, impossible. Kvar hukash l'behima, because we already have a hekesh between oaf and behema. So how could it be somewhere in between behema on the one hand, dagim on the other hand? That whereas behema requires shnei simanim, dagim requires zero simanim, so oaf requires siman echad. The dagim lab bnei shchita ninu minalan. How do I know you don't need to shecht fish? If it's because the pasuk says hatzonu vakar yishachet lahem im es kol degei hayam yeasef lahem. So it says ba'asifa bial masagiluhu, that it says by dagim alashanav asifa. So asifa implies you're not doing any ma'aser shechita elameyata, but yeah, if that were good enough, just the lashon asifa were to tell me you don't need shechita. Kabe slav d'chsev, by the slav it says they asvu es haslav, that they did an asifa of the slav. Hachinam d'lav b'shechita. You're going to tell me the slav don't require shechita either? They're birds. V'hamrit l'potra b'vol kol miyefshar shkar hukash l'behema. We already said you cannot tell me that a bird does not require shechita because there's a hekesh between a bird and a behema. So says Gemara, hasam lo k'siva asifa b'mekom shchita da'achrini. Hachaksiva asifa b'mekom shchita da'achrini. When it comes to the slav, even though it uses a lashon of asifa, it doesn't say asifa next to shchita of other things. So the asifa, the lashon of asifa on its own doesn't tell me you don't need shchita. But by dagim, it uses the lashon of asifa when in the context where by other creatures it uses a lashon of shchita. So to tell me, whereas other creatures creatures require shechita, dagim don't. But by the when it talks about the slav, it's not comparing it to shechita. It's not in the context of shechita of other creatures. So the Gemara says the reason for the difference between behema on the one hand, oaf on the other hand, and dagim on the third hand. Darish over galila'a. Over galila'a makes the following drasha. In the Sefer Yuchsin, it says that it's the name of a person. He was an Amora who lived in the Galil. Others say that no, it was a name of someone who was from the Galil who passed through Bavel. Whatever it is, it's a person. Behema shenivris minayi basha. If you have a behema that comes from the dry land and has a strong life force, hechsher b'shnei simanim, meaning since a behema by its very nature comes minayi basha, so the shechita is b'shnei simanim. It has a strong life force and it needs to be snuffed out in an intense way. So you shech shnei simanim. Dagim shnivru min hayam, dagim that are created from the ocean, and therefore it has a weaker life force. Hechsherim b'vlo klum. You don't need a significant ma'isa shechita. You don't need any ma'isa shechita. Ov shnivru min harakak, but an ov which comes from a combination of yabasha and mayim, hechsheru b'simin echad. The way that it has a moderate life force, and therefore you only need shechita simin echad. Amra Shmuel kaputka'a teda. I'll prove it to you that ov is created from yabasha and mayim together. That you look at the feet of birds and it has a fish-like qualities. And this Kontrikon asked from Gamliel. One pasuk says Vayomer Elukim Yishrutu Amayim Sharetz Nefesh Chaya Va'of Yofeif Alma Mimayim Ibru, which makes it sound like the birds come from the mayim. Uksiv, but the pasuk says Vitzar Hashem Elukim Min Ha'adama Kol Chayas Hasada Ve'es Kol Of Hashemayim. So Alma Me'ara Ibru. From that pasuk, it sounds like it's created from the land and not from the mayim. So Amalorim Gamliel says, yeah, Min Arakak Nivru. It's from the combination. It's from muddy ground that the bird was created. Ra'a Talmidim Mistaklim Zebzeh. Ram Gamliel saw his Talmidim were looking at each other like, what is he talking about? So Amar Lahem, Kasha Beinechem Shedechisi Esoivai, Bekash, that you're having a hard time with the fact that I've given him an answer that seems very weak. But you should know, it's not very weak. Min Amayim Nivru, V'lam Avin Aladam Likros Lan Shem. That he says the answer I gave him was very weak. The real answer is that min amayim nivru, the ofos really come from mayim, and why were they brought to Adam? To give them a shame. When it says in the pasuk vayitzar min adama, it's going on only on kol chayas hasada, and when it says ves kol ofa shemayim, that's not going on vayitzar, that's going on the end of the pasuk avayavei la adam. So when it says by ofos, that which it says ofos after vayitzav Hashem Elokim min adama kol chayas hasada is not because the Yetzirah of Ophos is min adama. It's because it was brought together with the Chayos in front of Adam, so Adam could be korei shame on the Ophos. V'yeshom b'loshon acher amar la uso hegmon. Some say that he responded to the hegmon differently, that Ophos are in fact min hamayim, and because they were brought together with the Chayos to Adam, they were the pasuk included them together. U'b'loshon harishon amar la talmidav, and it was the first lashon that he told his talmidim, meaning flip the answers. That which we in the first version we have him tell the hegemon is what he really told his talmidim. That which in the first version he really told his talmidim is what he really told the hegemon. And therefore, the answer of that comes from both is the true answer. Mishum d'chsiv al vayitzer, that it says on vayitzer Hashem Elokim min ha'adama, not only on vayavei al adam liros mayukralo. So the oath is in fact both min ha'adama and min ha'mayim. Period. Amar Avidu Mishum Rav Yisrael ben Pinchas, Ein Shechita La'of Min HaTorah. The whole idea that you need Shechita on a bird is not a din mida oraisa. However you kill the bird, it does need something done to the simanim, but you could do nechira or ikur, whatever it does to sever the simen of a bird. Shenemar, because the pasuk says in the parsha of Kisoy Adam, v'shafach v'shvich b'al masagi, it says v'shafach hasdamo v'chiso ba'afar, that you shofich the dam and then you do a kisoy ba'afar. So that sounds like even with just a shvicha, then you already need to do kisoy adam. Iyachichayinami says Gemara, then Chaya shouldn't require Shechita min HaTori either, because the word Veshafach appears by Chaya as well. Kisei Adam is not only by Oath, Kisei Adam is a mitzvah by Chaya as well. And says Gemara, Chaya requires Shechita min HaTori because Iskish L'Psulei HaMikdashin. There's a hekesh between a Chaya and a Behemoth P'sulei HaMikdashin, because by a Behemoth Kachin that developed the mum and therefore became possible to be used on the Mizbeach, where you're poda it and then a regular person is allowed to eat it, the pasuk says, Bisha'arecha tochalenu atame v'ator yachtav, katzvi v'cha ayal. So just like it requires shechita, so P'sulei HaMikdashin requires shechita, it's a behema, so too a tzvi and an ayal, which are chayos, also require shechita. So says Mar of Nami Iskish L'Behema, d'ksiv zos toras ha-behema v'ov. Doesn't Oph also require shechita, because it says zos toras ha-behema v'ha-ov, ha-ksiv v'shavach ha-zamo. Yeah, but the pasuk says v'shavach ha-zamo. So that makes it sound like b'shvicha is all you need. U'maychaz d'shadi le'alof, shadi achaya. You're right. There is a pasuk v'shavach that tells me that maybe you don't require shechita, but that pasuk could have just as easily been applied to a chaya. Why do you tell me that it's only an oaf that doesn't require shechita min haTorah, and that a chaya does require shechita min haTorah? So it says more mistabra. It's most mistaver mishum desolik minei that v'shavach is going back on oaf and not going back on chaya, because the pasuk had said chaya o oaf asher yachel, and then right away it says shavach. So it's most mistaver that shavach is going back on that. So simin is nabal damalika. That's going to be a simin for the upcoming Gemara, where the Gemara is going to ask on this concept that oaf does not require shechita min haTorah. So Beis Hashem will pick up from there tomorrow. Everyone have a great day.